Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. This is going to be my first fall episode, normal length episode. The mini episodes for the summer are done. I can't believe it. That went by so fast. So welcome to fall. Today, I wanted to talk about the topic of when will you have enough money? And the thing is that I don't mean literally like, you know, okay, I have enough money, I'm good. I don't need to manage my money anymore or worry about money anymore or have goals or things like that. But I was thinking about when we were in the process of paying off debt, I did some door dashing on the side. And I work a full-time job. I didn't have too much time for DoorDash, but it was something I could do whenever I had a little bit of spare time without having to really commit to an employer or a part-time job. And I really loved it. At the time I was doing it, it was really great to make some extra money. I would have fun with it. I would listen to audiobooks or podcasts. When I get an order, you know, I'd go, okay, I'm going to go do a DoorDash. And I didn't do a lot. I might have done like, I don't know, if I could get like two or three orders in a night, I would. I just did it here or there when I had some spare time. And every dollar that I earned was going to go straight to debt, so I was kind of excited about it. And then once we finished paying off our debt, I stopped door dashing because I really was only specifically doing it for a little extra cash to help us get our debt paid off. And every once in a while, I would think about going back and doing it again for some extra money. And then I'm thinking, like, I don't need that extra money. And there's not really too many things that I need, like that I really have to get or, you know, savings that needs to be increased or things like that, that at this point, I feel like it's worth my time. Like, I don't feel like it's worth my time at this point. I think it was worth my time when I did the debt payoff because I had some spare time and I wanted to get that done. It was a goal. But my time right now to me is more valuable than what I could get in that extra bit of work. So I think sometimes we just need to think, like, do we really need more money? I think that sometimes we can kind of get to a point where we're always trying to get more and more and reach higher levels. And like the thoughts about going back to do that little side job really got me thinking, when will I ever feel like I have enough money? So like I have a really good job. We don't have any consumer debt. We have emergency savings. We have retirement savings. So there really is no need for that amount of money that I'd be able to earn from door dashing on occasion here and there. Could I use it? Yeah, of course. I mean, you can always use some extra money for something. But what I would have to give up is that free time that I currently have. And to me, I would rather have some free time. Like, I don't want to only just work just to keep getting more money. I'd rather be intentional with my money and not have to get more and just say, like, we're good. I don't need to constantly be in this pursuit of more money. Like, I have to remind myself that when we were paying off debt, there was a specific goal that we were trying to achieve as quickly as possible. And that's why I took on that extra work. And while we do currently have financial goals that we're working on, we always do, but they're not as urgent And my time right now is worth more to me than what I'd be able to earn doing that side job. So it's just really important to consider like what you're giving up in order to earn more money. You don't want to earn more money to try and get more things when you can't enjoy the things or whatever it is you're saving for, because all you're doing is working to constantly get more. So you don't want to let yourself get into that routine unless, I don't know, somehow that's what you really want to do with your life. But I don't think most of us want to just be constantly like hustling to get more money and not be able to enjoy it. So while there's definitely a time and a place to be doing that and working really hard, to me at least, I feel like it's not worth keeping that mindset and wanting to constantly keep doing that. You want to be able to enjoy your life. Like if you think about it, the reason that we're so concerned about having enough money is so that we can feel secure and enjoy our life. It's important not to spend so much time working at earning and saving more that you don't enjoy your everyday life. So we don't want to wait until we feel like we have enough money to start enjoying life. The majority of most of our lives is spent working. So it's important to also enjoy those working years and not always just be focused on saving an excessive amount of money to have this amazing retirement, and then you don't wind up getting to do anything fun right now. Of course, I'm not saying you should not be saving for retirement. I'm definitely not saying that you should not save for retirement. You shouldn't be reckless with your money and just enjoy and, hey, YOLO, I'm just going to spend money like crazy. No, of course, we want to be intentional with our money. We want to save. But if the focus is primarily like a huge priority to just keep getting more money and reaching higher levels of income, it's hard. Like I hope I'm describing this right. I'm not saying like if you're in a career and you want to move up the ladder, or if you have a business and you're trying to increase that business, I'm not saying we shouldn't be reaching for higher levels. That there's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fine to be doing that. It's just at some point, I feel like we need to kind of not have that be like our only biggest motivation in our everyday life. Like it's important to say, okay, we're in a pretty good place. We're going to keep working at these things, but I'm also going to prioritize doing things now and enjoying life. And I've done that hustle and that extra push to get us to where we need to be. I think we're okay now, and I think we can spend more time and do the things we like and spend time with our family, maybe travel. Even if you don't have enough money to travel, even just taking time and enjoying your home or going to the park or going to the beach or wherever you want to, whatever things you enjoy doing, to make sure you're prioritizing those enough and not putting all of those minutes that you have available towards constantly trying to earn more money continuously. I mean, of course, like I said, there's times that you're going to do that because it's just, there's times that you want to just focus on a goal and you want to take every minute that you can and work really hard and do the best you can to meet those goals. It's just, you don't want to get into the mindset where you just keep doing that. Because when I was thinking about DoorDashing, when I was thinking about this episode topic, I was like in my yard gardening, which I really love to do. And I was thinking, I wonder if I should get back into DoorDashing. Like, why would I want to give up that small amount of time that I have to be in the garden or, you know, planting plants or doing whatever I was doing or weeding when I enjoy that? And it's only not that much time that I have available free to do things like that. Why would I want to give that up to go DoorDash when we really don't have this like major goal that's going to help accomplish at this time? And I'm not really going to make that much extra money, so it's not like it's really going to help us get to anything, really. It's just kind of some extra money that maybe if I just save a little bit more elsewhere, it could make up the same difference. So, you know, like I said, of course there's a time for putting most of your focus on money. There's times in your life when you need to make money your biggest priority. You need making money to be your biggest priority. Like I said, maybe you're getting out of debt, maybe you're building up an emergency fund, And accomplishing those goals does take a lot of time and effort and focus to get them accomplished. But once those milestones have been reached, the level of focus on money goals can be lessened. And of course, there's still going to be time devoted to working on financial goals. But if we devote too much energy to those goals and we're always trying to get to the next level, we can miss out on living our lives and enjoying the things that we have today. Of course, practicing frugality, as I like to think about a lot as I'm managing my money and planning my life, by practicing frugality, you tend to stay focused on what you value most. And oftentimes there are so many things that we can enjoy that don't even cost that much money. And if we do have interests that are on the expensive side, we can often find ways to do them a little bit less costly, or we can cut back in other areas to allow us to have the money needed for the things in our lives that do end up costing a little bit more. So by being frugal, we can, we don't need as much money to live a happy life. Of course, we're going to need a certain amount of money to live whatever lifestyle it is that we want, but by living a frugal life, it can give you a better perspective on what that number really needs to be. And it can take away some of that pressure of feeling like you always need to be reaching for a higher level. And again, money goals are very important. I am not in any way trying to indicate that we should ever get to a point where we have no more money goals, or we say, yep, we're good, we have enough money, let's just stop budgeting and managing our money. It's important to have goals for a certain amount of income and savings. But once we're on a good path to hitting those goals, it can be nice to just enjoy it now and say, you know, we've hit these goals. Yes, we're working on getting to higher levels, but we have an emergency fund in place. Our debt is paid off. We don't need to just struggle and constantly work towards getting more money. So reaching for higher money goals is fine as long as you don't feel like you're putting extra pressure on yourself when it's really not needed. If you're in a comfortable place financially and you're making continuous progress on your goals, it's not always necessary to keep pushing for more if it's taking away time and energy you could be putting to something else that you really value. So really just kind of take the time to think about it before you keep pushing yourself for more money, because there's a balance between wanting to make more and earn more and making sure that you're also prioritizing other things in your life that you enjoy, like spending time with your family, or maybe it is working on a side business. Even though that's to earn more money, that could be maybe to replace an income at some point in time. Maybe you want to retire early and you want to have a little side business you can do instead of whatever your current job is. Or, you know, maybe you have a skill that you want to learn. It's just about like balancing. At what point do we have enough money that we can kind of take our main focus off of money and put some more time into other things that we really enjoy in our life? I hope this made sense to you. I feel like it was kind of hard to describe the way I was thinking of it in my mind, but I just think, because we need money goals, like we always do. I'm certainly not saying that there's a point where you have enough money and you just say, we're good, I'm not gonna worry about money anymore. It's more about saying, do I have enough money to just kind of keep pace with our goals now and prioritize more living our life and doing the things we enjoy, rather than trying to constantly think of any spare minute that you can take to try and earn more money. So I hope this was helpful, or maybe gave you a little bit something to think about today. That's really all I have to say about this topic. Just kind of consider, are you putting enough priority to the things you enjoy and not just constantly in a hustle mode to make more and more money? So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.